I recently purchased a couple of TreeLife DS03 smart dimmer / fan controller. Naturally, I had no desires to use the Tuya cloud services and wanted to connect it directly to my home assistant setup. There were many guides that one could find, but none of them was complete, using phrases like, "do it in the usual way." As someone new to both HA and Open Beacon World, I've had some trouble getting a definitive answer on how to get the process across. To make matters worse, I only have a Mac machine, so all the Windows flashing guides weren't very usable for me. After some trial and error and time spent on research, I've decided to put down the following guide for prosperity. Hope someone finds it useful in the future. 1. Disassemble the board. Open the four screws connecting the faceplate and carefully pry open the panel, which contains the WB3S board. 2. Optional. Remove board with WB3S board from buttons. Remove three small screws and disconnect main board from panel, marked above in red. You should end up with the following board, both sides shown below. 3. Soldering wiring and pins. In order to flash Open Beacon on this chip, we're going to need to use the UART interface of the WB3S board. However, this interface is already used by the Tuya software to communicate with the Tuya MCU, Noften board on opposite side. That's actually controlling the LEDs and GPIOs. So we need to expose the UART wires and reset the MCU so that we can chat without interruption. Solder pins and wires on the 3.3 volts, ground, and reset, TX and RX lines, marked below. Solder the pins, solder the wires. If you're not experienced in soldering, verify all the connectivity with a multimeter. 4. Connect to USB to TTL board. I'm using this board and use the following connections. Notice that RX on the board is TX on the USB to TTL and vice versa. DS03 main board USB to TTL. 3.3 volts, VCC, ground, ground and reset, TXD, RXD, reset, TXD. Note, in order to connect the USB to TTL ground to both ground and reset, I used a small breakout board as seen below. And connect the USB to TTL to your computer, my MBP in my case. 5. Install Python and install the BK7231 tools package so we can flash the firmware. We're going to install the BK7231 tools package to support flashing. 6. Check connectivity and see if we're able to communicate with the board. 7. What happens if the above fails? Usually timeout. In some of the boards, the above worked without issue, while in another board, I could not get the above to work at all. The problem seems to have been that the Tuya app was trying to talk over the UART with the MCU, which is held at reset, and would only give a small time window at boot time to talk with the bootloader. The solution comes from resetting the board while the Python script was already running. The BK7231 tools script is internally flooding the serial. Resetting is done by shorting the CEN pin on the WB3S board to ground. However, the USB to TTL board I've had didn't appreciate the short here and resetted themselves, disconnecting the USB. The below describes what one can do if that happens. 7.1. Use a separate 5-volt power source and connect it to the 5-volt connectors as marked below. Disconnect the 3.3 volt source from your USB to TTL converter. In my case, I used another USB to TTL with the jumper set to 5 volt. Do not use TX-RX on this device as it may damage the WB3S. 7.2. Run the BK7231 tools command as above, and while it waits, tap connect the ground to the CEN pin as marked below. To reset the WB3S board, see below on locations. I connected another connection to the breakout board connected to ground and used the other side of the wire to momentarily tap the wire on the CEN pin, quickly resetting the board. 7.3. the Python script should work now as expected. 8. Optional. Create a backup of your existing firmware. 9. Write new firmware on the device. Download the relevant OpenBeacon image from OpenBK7231T GitHub page. Use the UA version, UART firmware. At the time of this writing, the file I used was OpenBK7231T UA 1.17.147 bin. Use the following commands to write. Notice we're using the offset of 0x1100, which is after the bootloader.